Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. The Maldives are very popular with Western holiday makers. Thousands of people travel there every year to enjoy the sea, sand, and sun on the 1,200 coral islands that make up the archipelago. Tourism has in fact made the Maldives one of the richest countries in South Asia. There is one island that tourists don't visit, however, and that's the one I'm going to be talking to you about today. Believe it or not, the Maldives has the world's biggest rubbish island. Let me explain what this is about. The rubbish island is an artificial island. It was built in 1992 simply because the Maldives were facing a very serious waste disposal problem, particularly with respect to the capital, Male. The capital is a busy place, and the capital was generating a great deal of waste that nobody could dispose of. And furthermore, all of the tourists visiting the Maldives also generate rubbish. The rubbish island now covers 50 hectares and is growing on a daily basis. What happens is this. The rubbish is shipped over, then it is taken on shore and sorted by hand. The work that is done sorting the rubbish is done by Bangladeshis who live on this island. After the sorting has been carried out, some of the waste is incinerated, but most of it is buried in landfill sites. That can be a problem because landfill sites can cause pollution. This might be a health risk for the Bangladeshis living on the island, and in the long term could be a threat to the entire environment of the Maldives. All of this sounds rather unpleasant, as I'm sure you will agree, and it is clearly a problem looking in the long term. But the sad fact is that the Maldives face a problem even more serious than rubbish and its implications for the future of the environment of the Maldives, and that is rising sea levels. Rising sea levels are a very serious concern simply because this archipelago is made up of low-lying islands. Global warming being what it is, the islands are under threat. The president has announced that he has a radical solution to save his people. He wants to put aside some of the Maldives' tourism revenues to buy his people another homeland. He's planning on uprooting everyone, moving people to Australia or to New Zealand or wherever there might be some space for them. Given these worries, I guess the Maldivian rubbish island is the least of anybody's concerns. However distasteful it may be, it is clearly not a priority. Thank you for your attention.